Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap coming to you from Financial Services Online. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. We start today's broadcast with the news underscoring the crucial role of professional financial advice on Australians' retirement security. A recent study by Challenger Limited, leveraging their Retirement Happiness Index, reveals that Australians feel 39% more burdened by living costs without professional financial guidance. Fear emerges as a common theme, with those lacking advice fearing a higher risk of 40% to their retirement savings due to rising expenses. Mandy Mannix of Challenger reflects on these findings, highlighting industry-wide efforts to boost retirees' happiness and security through better financial protection. As we can see, the importance of apt financial mentorship cannot be underestimated. Moving on from financial advice to regulatory matters, recent audits by the State Insurance Regulatory Authority, or SIRA, have uncovered instances of possible non-compliance in New South Wales. 9 building companies failed to acquire the mandatory home building compensation insurance, impacting 131 residential projects. Penalties for continued non-compliance could be serious, as the authority strives to secure homeowner investments that hinge on such mandatory insurances. Both SIRA and the NSW Building Commissioner, David Chandler, remain committed to safeguarding consumers and upholding trust in the construction industry. Further on regulatory front, this time on payroll discrepancies. Insurance Australia Group has recently settled payroll errors, reimbursing over $37 million to its staff. The payments cover the period from 2013 to last year and follow an enforceable undertaking with the Fair Work Ombudsman. The miscalculations, affecting more than 20,000 individuals, have already sparked efforts for automation of the payroll system, anticipated to be fully implemented by September. Lastly, we turn our attention to an insurance snag affecting vacationers. An unfortunate incident involving a Melbourne couple underlines the need for clear understanding of what one's travel insurance policy covers. The couple's claim for a Bali trip, cut short due to a medical emergency, was denied by their insurer, Tokio Marine and Nichido Fire Insurance. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld the insurer's decision, noting clear communications and confirmations of the single trip policy limitation. A stark reminder for anyone considering travel: do not leave without thoroughly understanding and verifying your travel insurance. That's our news for today. For more on these stories and to explore insurance, finance, and superannuation options, visit us online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay secure, and we'll see you tomorrow. This has been Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, saying goodbye. Until next time.